This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No, it's been solid so far. Just getting back into the flow of things, finding the rhythm again and getting back into the rhythm of our schedule and everybody kind of working together and becoming one unit. So far, so good.
Not a lot of new faces on offense, but the wide receiver room, obviously, two new guys there. How's that been coming together?
Yeah, it's great. E has been somebody that I've been leaning on tremendously. Just his mental game and taking care of himself mentally is at such a high level that that's been something that I've worked on for a while now. So just asking him questions on how he stays strong mentally. And, this game is 99% mental, so you got to have that right in order to go out there and perform physically. So I've been leaning on him heavy, and obviously he's a baller as well. And same with Palm, bigger dude, baller as well, physical when he plays, great dude all around. So that whole receive room, every single year, is just great dudes gelling together to go out there and make plays for each other.
Solid season last year. How do you build on what you guys did?
Yeah. Obviously the goal is Super Bowl, so for us, the work starts now, and it's been started since OTAs and us working together. And obviously I think the off season workouts, obviously we're on the field with each other and trying to figure out, our identity as an offense, but it's more of getting to know each other as well. I mean, that's why we come up here to St. John Fisher to be around each other, kind of get that college feel back of being in the dorms and being around each other, hanging out at lunch, all this type of stuff, with no distractions as well. So I think right now we're focusing on finding our identity, hanging out with each other, getting to know one another. I've always said the more you care for a person off the field and their family and them personally, the more it makes you want to work for them on the field. So
every athlete always wants to get better. What were the things that you wanted to get better at in the offseason and
getting into
camp?
Yeah, I would say first step quickness, always trying to improve on that. Speed, just withholding, speed for a certain amount of time, and that quick burst, as well as separation, just finding new ways and new releases and like I said, just new ways to get open against man coverage. So definitely that's something that I worked on a lot this offseason, with just running, trusting my speed and, trusting myself to go out there, run away, separate, and make plays.
What did you learn? I mean, there are times it seems like you should be on the ground, but your balance keeps you up to the end zone sometimes. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've ever even really worked like a true balance drill. I played running back majority of my life, really up until my senior year of high school, or all of high school. I was kind of back and forth, running back, receiver, just kind of all over the place. And then even in college, those first couple years, there was a passion to be playing running back. So I think it's a running back trait, just to, take in that contact and stay balanced. And I've been doing that my whole life. So it's just kind of transitioned pretty well over the past couple of years. So,
Khalil, I missed the first couple of questions. Did you get asked about Keon at all? And then kind of his his growth? How yeah. have you seen him kind of mature going mm-hmm. into
year two? Yeah, he's definitely, I think he's taking that next big step for sure. You know, he's willing to learn. He's willing to grow. He's willing to come in here and work and grind, you know? So anytime he has any questions, he's not afraid to ask. And I think that's different for younger guys. Usually it's harder for them to, you know, speak what's on their mind and say what's on their chest. And he does. And that's good. You know, we want that because we don't want you to be thinking anything and holding that in when everyone else has all this information for you to get better. So he's definitely not scared to say anything. He's for sure showing up every single day. I mean, today, a dude put on a show, you know, so he's definitely willing to take that next step, and he's doing anything he can to do that. So I'm proud of him.
Have you seen Elijah Moore and Josh Thomas sort of blending
themselves into Yeah, they're great. I was saying earlier, E is probably the strongest person I know mentally, from a mental standpoint, his mental game, and he's helped me out a lot with that. You know, we'll chop it up usually for like 15, 20 minutes after practice just to, you know, hey, what's on your mind? You know, what's going on? And then Palm as well is a bigger dude, physical dude. Always shows up ready. I mean, you got to tell him to slow down sometimes. He's just ready to go. So both those guys are ballers, and we're excited to have them. But they're even better dudes off the field as well. You could talk to them about anything. So that room is definitely gelling together. Yeah, I mean, it didn't surprise me. I've always known he's been like that, you know, just his quickness and his first couple steps out of his routes, his explosiveness. Obviously, I've watched some of his tape beforehand, and it's an honor to play with him, you know. So that's definitely, when you see it in person, it's crazy just how quick he is in and out of his breaks. And the main thing I've learned from him is just he just doesn't think, you know. He just goes out there and reacts. And I think that's such an underrated trait to have when you're not thinking of a thousand things. How do I release here? How do I do this? How do I do that? Just going out there and playing ball and knowing that you got what it takes, you know, and he's somebody that implements that every single day. So, yeah, I'm excited to play with him.
Back to Keon, he had, you know, Friday, maybe, you know, a couple drops during practice. How do you as a receiver not let that day bleed into another practice?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, right? Because you want to be perfect, but there's nobody's perfect in this world. You know, we're professionals, but at the end of the day, we're people as well. We make mistakes. I mean, I've done it. Everybody else has done it. As a wide, I don't think there's not many wideouts who say they haven't dropped a ball. Everyone does it. So it's a part of the game, to be honest. You know, just short-term memory. It happens, and move on to the next play. It's now easier said than done, but as long as you tell yourself, you know, for me, it's whenever that happens, it's, how do you respond? You know, and that's what Keon showed today. And the other day is, even though you come out and maybe it doesn't go that the way you want it to, now how do I respond? And he's done a great job at responding.
Well, how does the everybody eats mantra evolve?
Continuing to grow with it. For me, it's not a one season thing or a one game thing or a one time thing. I think it's an every year thing, every game thing, every practice thing, where for us, we're not out there as individuals. We're out there as a team. We're out there as all 11 guys on the field have to do their job in order for that specific play to work, you know? And I think when you say it, it's one thing, but when you really put it into action, it's a whole another thing. And it's beautiful to see unfold when you do it the right way, you know? So for us, that's right now, you know, receivers catching a block in the run game and not just doing it last year, but continuing to do it right now. You know, running backs in protection, doing that right now. It's everybody doing those little things when they're not getting the ball that makes somebody else spring open is what Everybody Eats is all about. So we're going to continue to do that.
And how do you integrate the new guys, the guys mm-hmm. who weren't part of it last year but are aware of it?
Yeah, I think by example. I mean, obviously Joe talks about it in our meetings, so they hear it. And then I think it's more of like, once they see it, it's like, okay, cool, like this offense really is about that. You know what I'm saying? Every individual out there is about making sure that they do their job for the person to their right and the person to their left. So it's setting the example is also the main thing, and going out there and making sure that we're not just saying things, but we're doing it. Yeah, I mean, I guess over the course of the past couple years, I'm a pretty quiet guy, I would say, but I've tried to work on being a little more vocal and just letting guys know that they can lean on me whenever they need to and talk to me whenever they want to talk to me. You know, but one thing for me is, you know, if I'm not going to be vocal, I have to do setting the example, you know, to the highest level. You know, I have to show that, okay, like I was talking about receivers in this offense blocking the run game, you know, so going out there every single day and doing that. So for me, it's always leaning on, you know, being the example, but as well as letting guys know that they can come and chop it up whenever if they have any questions about the offense or whatever it is. And even off the field as well, I'm there for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, a guy like Joe, I mean, I have nothing but the most love for Joe, you know. I've always said my career took off once Joe took over, and he was somebody who just believes in me every single day, you know, and I truly love him for that. And Josh as well. Both of those guys, like, they set the example by just putting a smile on their face and showing up to work every single day and ready to go. So I think when new guys get here and they see that, you know, our OC and 17 come out here doing everything 100%, not slacking off, not, you know, BSing around and all this type of stuff, right? Like, you see that as a new guy and it's like, all right, these guys are doing that. Now I need to fall in line, you know? So they set the most perfect example of how our offense is, but also as well as, you know, having fun, you know, it's, you know, we play ball, we play football, and, you know, on Sundays or whatever day it is during the week, but don't forget to have fun with it, and they let us know that as well.
What do you think clicked with you in the show?
I don't know. I just feel like, for me, it's always when a coach truly believes in you, they let you know, and I think once Joe took over, he was just like, you ready to rock? And I was just kind of like, I mean, yeah, let's get it, you know? And it was just, since then, it was just kind of on the same page where I feel like I went from kind of blocking in the run game to next thing you know, it was like, boom, just took off. And now I'm out there running routes and, you know, 80-yard touchdown. I think that was Joe's first game. And it's just like, and he's just like, all right, now let's keep it rolling, you know? So he's somebody that when, you know, he's going to talk to you, he's going to let you know how he feels about you. He's going to let you know that he cares about you, that, you know, he believes in you. And when a coach tells you that, you know, plenty of times over and over and over again, as a player, you start to believe it and go out there and just excel.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The Immersive Cult Classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.